Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The grand opening of the San Pedro Creek Culture Park is this Saturday, May 5th. This is a flood control project that's been used as a canvas to tell San Antonio's 300 years of history. You walk along the banks of the creek and you'll witness the city's heritage, culture, and art. Once completed, the entire project will span 2.2 miles and go through the heart of downtown. It's expected to have a $1.5 billion economic impact. But right now, it's just fun and games. We're having a good time because it's going to be beautiful. A lot of celebrations going on Saturday. With me in the studio to tell us more about this is Abigail Bush, the engineer for the San Antonio River Authority and utility coordinator for the San Pedro Creek Improvements Project, and Carrie Brown, the public art curator for the San Antonio Creek Culture Park. And the phone number to call in if you've got a question or a comment, the number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. So Abigail Bush, what are we going to see there on Saturday?
We are very excited to have the public come out and finally experience our completed project. If you got to see it in its original state, it was a very small ditch,
it was just a
grass-lined ditch, yes. And now you will see beautiful art. We have great colorful tile. We're incorporating water where the public can actually come down and see the beautiful water that's in the creek, interact with it, sit, enjoy an urban area that doesn't sound like an urban area. It's very muted sounds from the highway, and you just kind of get to be in a peaceful space. And we're so excited that people are going to come out and experience that this weekend.
Art is right in front of this. There's a lot of art. Carrie Brown, can you talk about what we're going to see? And we'll get into in depth about these pieces in a little bit later.
Well, in this first segment of the creek, you'll see a number of permanent installations by local artists. We have four large ceramic tile murals. We also have a number of cement tiles that were designed by another artist, unique designs used in many locations. We have ceramic artwork on bridges. We also have historical text and poetry in our limestone walls. So you'll see multiple works throughout the park.
All very colorful.
Yes.
Captivating. And this is art that works in that environment. It's part of it. It adds to the pieces add to the scenery, and the scenery adds to the pieces.
Absolutely. We had to be very mindful that we were working in a creek environment, and we had to select materials that would be durable should the creek flood. But we also wanted to add that color and add that life into the creek and to really complement the architecture that the designers were building. And so we had to just find the right material to do that.
So it's not a question of should the creek flood, but when the creek will flood, because that's what this creek is supposed to do, right, Abigail?
Absolutely. And so we've taken all that into consideration. It is designed as a flood control project. We are aware that it will flood, as it often does in South Texas. And so while people are out in the park, we've taken into consideration that if you're walking through the park, you need to safely get through it. And so we've built paseos that go above a 100-year storm event, which is a very large storm event. And in the cases where we have some of the lower paseos, we'll have some flood control measures in place to make sure that everyone's safe. Again, the art has been designed so that it can go underwater. A lot of the landscaping, we've taken all that into consideration. We're controlling runoff from the streets, so we're treating the water before it comes into the creek. So hopefully we have beautiful waters for people to enjoy. And we hope that taking all that into consideration makes this park very enjoyable for the public.
What about the historic significance of the San Pedro Creek? It's one of the reasons why San Antonio is here, and it was we're one of the first settlements of the city, and that's why you're celebrating, why you're taking a flood control project and turning it into so much more, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this San Pedro Creek has a lot to do with the history of the west side of San Antonio, and rather than just build something over it that doesn't acknowledge that it existed, we've incorporated that into the project. So you'll see the historic walls of the original San Pedro Creek channel when they kind of channelized it and made it into a ditch. And we want to celebrate all of that history that's there. As Carrie mentioned, we'll have interpretive signage that talks about the old San Pedro Creek ditch, many of the structures that were along there, many of the finds that we've made while we were out on the project.
Yeah, I imagine that there are a lot of archaeological discoveries along the way. Can you talk about that, Carrie?
Well, Abigail might know a little bit more than me, but as we were going through construction, yeah, we found a number of items. One that sticks out in my mind is a structure that we found that just happened to be located right in front of the murals. And so we had to get creative about how we were going to preserve that structure and integrated that into the design so that the structure and the artwork could exist together.
What do you mean a structure? What was that?
If we're calling it a dry stack stone structure, it could have been a cistern, it could have been a well. In order to preserve it in place, we couldn't really open it up to investigate it more. And so it was decided that the best thing to do was to preserve it as it was and interpret a feature around it. And so we can kind of talk a little bit about the age of it, and they could make some guesses on that. But we actually don't really know what it was used for.
Yeah, because there's still a lot of mystery about San Antonio's earliest days, when people, even before the city was here, in the native peoples that lived here, and they made great use of these natural spring waters. That's San Pedro Creek is. You know,
absolutely.
It is part of the Balcones Escarpment. That is, you see the fault line right there at the spring. And the fresh water, that was a life giver for so many, for thousands of years. Is that part of the story that we tell?
Absolutely. And that comes out in many ways. It comes out through the architecture. It comes out through the artwork. It comes out through the interpretive signs that we have. We also have a lot of historical information on our website. And today we just launched a mobile app where, again, you can find some additional information about all of the history that we're discovering through construction, but all of the culture that we're trying to commemorate through the artwork and the architecture.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about that app. So this is something that I would download for my phone and mm-hmm. And why would I want to do that?
Well, you would want to do that so you could take a self-guided tour. We have broken the tours into three sections. You can take a tour about the artwork, you can take a tour about the nature, and you can also take a tour about the history and culture of the park. And so it allows you to take a deeper dive and sort of experience the park in a different way. You can do that while you're there. You can do that while you're home at your office, anywhere you can access the internet, you can use the application to really take a deeper dive into the creek.
And on top of all that, it's free.
That is true.
Well, to that point, if it's freeness, is it stealing information from my phone? Sometimes they say if it's free, then you're the product. So is this what's happening on the back end of this? It's just an app. It's not really looking at my personal information.
To my knowledge, yeah, we're not collecting any information.
Okay, that's a question that you have to ask these
yes.
days. And so when I use it, is it just an audio guided tour, or does it look at where I am moment by moment?
Yeah, both. There are audio components. It's also guided by GPS. So as you're walking on the creek, it can find where you are and pull up different audio scripts that speak to that particular location.
So what was the process in coming up with the art projects that were commissioned?
Well, for this first segment, the artists and the art opportunities were identified by the design team. I'm relatively new to the project team, so when I came on board, these were already underway. And as I mentioned earlier, they were really meant to speak to that story we're trying to tell. So a number of the artists were given themes to work with. Some of those were directly tied to the history that we knew of and that we were uncovering, and some of those were tied to the actual function of the creek itself and some of the engineering work that we were doing. So that's how those got developed. They were built right into the architecture. Going forward, now that I'm on board, I'll have the opportunity to work closely with the design team to identify additional opportunities for permanent installations in future segments and phases, as well as identify opportunities for temporary artwork installations as we go forward so that the park remains dynamic throughout the years.
So you'll be bringing like a revolving different artists coming in?
That's our intention, yep.
And when does that start happening?
We intend to launch the first call to artists shortly after we open in May. So that'll be coming out pretty soon.
But the big excitement is what's happening on Saturday, because
yes.
It's going to be a celebration.
Yes.
And so, Abigail, can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. Starting at noon on Saturday, we will have bands, food trucks, activities. We want people to come out and enjoy the creek. So we'll have Cameron Street, which runs parallel to San Pedro Creek, will be shut down so that people can come out and enjoy the environment for their very first chance to see the park. And then at 7:30 that evening, we will have a ceremony where Bexar County will kind of introduce the park to the public. It'll be our big grand opening. We'll have some wonderful illumination ceremony and some speeches.
What does that mean, illumination ceremony?
We turn the lights on.
We are
going to
light it up.
Okay. And, that, and so these are the lights that will be on typically almost every evening, mm-hmm. but now we're going to...
We'll have a little extra added fanfare as well, but okay. definitely the lights that are out there.
Okay, okay. And so... I guess be a lot of people and like a ribbon cutting kind of a thing. Is that it? Or there'll be some sort of splash making.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so people, it says, are we going to get a sense? Because this is just phase one of a longer project. So does this give us an idea what the rest of the project is going to look like? Or is this going to vary differently from phase to phase?
No, we are definitely hoping that there will be continuity as we move along. Of course, we're going to be getting into different corridors, so a more urban corridor as we start to move towards the Commerce Street area. So things might get a little more narrow, a little more deeper. But we definitely want to incorporate the artwork, the color, the use of the space to have a quiet spot in an urban area. And so this is definitely a taste of things to come.
All right. The number to call in is 210-614-8980. Have you been looking forward to the opening of the San Pedro Creek Culture Park? What have you seen so far? What do you want to see at this event? What kind of public art do you think expresses San Antonio's authentic culture and history? Call in. The number is 210-614-8980. The Source continues after this break. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. On Saturday, they will be making a splash with the opening of the San Pedro Creek Culture Park. This is the first phase of the San Pedro Creek project. Phase one, segment one, it's going to have all sorts of art and cultural references that reflect San Antonio's 300 years of history. If you've got a question or comment, call in. The number is 210-614-8980. And Antonio is on the line. And Antonio, welcome to The Source. Sir, you're on the air.
Yes, my question was about Native American or indigenous representation, since those were the springs, our sacred springs, that used to be a lake before it was drained by the Spaniards, since they're celebrating 300 years of this colonialism. Is there going to be any indigenous or Native American representation?
Thank you for the call, Antonio. And so, Carrie Brown, can you address that?
Yeah, so at the grand opening on Saturday, we will have Native American performers as part of our day's events, but also as part of the ceremony at night. We've also incorporated some of those stories into the artwork already, and it's definitely a topic that we're investigating as we go forward, at least through the art program and also through our interpretive planning.
So, in that process, was it's important to acknowledge mm-hmm. that this has been a space important to people for thousands of years before the arrival of the Spaniards, and it's of deep meaning. You can hear from Antonio that there's deep cultural meaning, a spiritual connection that people have with these waters and with that space.
And we're really interested in reconnecting back to those stories. You know, we talk a lot about kind of physically connecting the community back to this creek, but we're also interested in connecting back to those particular stories and making sure that we are encompassing all of those perspectives, because absolutely this creek has been instrumental in life for thousands of years in this area, and it's really based in our history today, and it's something that we really need to celebrate.
Is it following the historic path of the Acequia Madre that was there, the original acequia that the Spaniards laid out?
I'm not sure about that. Do you know that, Abigail?
So, well, I guess with that sister in there, that may lead, it may say yeah.
There's definitely the San Pedro Acequia, which is a little further east of where San Pedro Creek is. We are aware that it's there. We've actually encountered it when we were installing a water reuse line that goes between the San Antonio River and San Pedro Creek. So we're not on the direct path of that, but we've taken into consideration the acequias that used to be there. We have an interpretive acequia as part of our project because acequias were so important to the people that first settled in the area.
Absolutely. And let's go to George. He's called in. The number is 210-614-8980. If you want to join our conversation as we talk about the opening of the San Pedro Creek Culture Park. And George, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. This is more directed for Terry Vaughn. I'm interested in specifically the upcoming phases of the park development in terms of the art and interpretive situation, because I'm not familiar with how to obtain information about how this will be presented for call for artists. Plus, for instance, I do interpretive art in San Antonio. I make bronze relief maps of local missions at the Alamo. Just included a bunch of things for the Whitty. And I was always of an opinion that there needed to be a terrain model that shows the underlying topography of downtown San Antonio as to the hills and ridges and terraces and things of that nature, so that people have an idea of what's really there and what the city sprang from. So I was just curious, how do you approach this call for artists, and are there going to be any more permanent installations? Thank you.
All right, George, thank you for the question. And Carrie Brown, she's the public art curator for the San Pedro Creek Culture Park.
Great question. The best way to stay involved and hear about those calls to artists would be to sign up through our website for our e-newsletter. We currently have a list of pre-qualified artists that we put together last year. That list is meant to be refreshed many times as we go forward and the design develops into the project. Of course, our needs will change and we want to keep that fresh. And we also want to make sure that we have several opportunities for artists to participate. So that's one way you can get engaged. That list will be used not only for permanent installation, but also for temporary installations and performances. So keep your eye out and sign up for our newsletter.
So becoming a pre-qualified artist, we've done a program about that in the past, and it's not that big of a push, of an ask for people to become pre-qualified, but this is just a way that the city and other organizations go for it so that they know that these people are, that they have met these requirements.
That's right, and then we have your information, images of your past work, your resume on file, easy to access as we go forward in the project.
Okay, so we know this is phase one, so what's coming up?
That's a great question. We're still working on that, working very closely with the design team.
But it's one of four phases.
That's correct. And with the first phase, we actually have three segments. So right now, we're opening segment one, and we're working on designs for segment two. So again, working closely with the design team to identify those opportunities based on the infrastructure.
So it's still
that's
early
necessary.
In the game. So if you do want to get involved, George, there's opportunities here.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, let me go to another caller. This is Monica. Hi, Monica. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a comment, and I think that we as a city and a community have to collectively recognize that although redevelopment projects like this are just a beautiful thing in recognizing, commemorating the history of our community, at the same time, I just want us to always be conscious of the fact that any type of redevelopment projects oftentimes will displace individuals, as has been occurring there with the Soapworks housing redevelopment that's occurred there. As you know, it's been something that the mayor's task force is having to deal with, that council members are having to deal with the displacement of individuals, especially low-income families. So in some ways, I think we always have to recognize that with redevelopment, oftentimes, those that enjoy it the most are usually those of a higher socioeconomic levels, and oftentimes just at the, you know, at the expense of displacing some of our most vulnerable citizens.
Monica, thank you for the call. And so we're seeing changes being brought to the Soapworks apartments, and that has nothing to do directly with decisions that have been made by the San Antonio River Authority, right? That's a commercial response.
Yeah, that is correct. So the city is taking the lead on addressing the concerns of the residents at Soapworks and downtown in general. We're definitely all, we recognize the fact that projects like this have an impact on the economy, and that businesses or property owners will use the desirability of these improvements for their business. But we also want to acknowledge that it creates great opportunities, such as new jobs in the downtown area.
Right, and we're taking a segment of downtown, west of downtown, that generally has been underdeveloped and not given a lot of resources, and now it's being seen investments and improvements being brought to it, and some of the property that around it that has been neglected is now going to be much more valuable And so that's going to impact things.
Absolutely. And so we've seen properties coming up like the Frostbank Tower that just are going to provide wonderful opportunities for the west side that weren't there before.
And so when does the whole project expect to wrap up? When is this, the entire San Pedro Creek thing, going to be like, yay, it's done?
Not soon enough.
It is the hope of the San Antonio River Authority that by 2024, we will have completed the project.
So the San Antonio River Authority, your concern is a lot of concerns. One of them is flooding, but also water quality. How does this impact water quality in the river?
So water quality, of course, it's a huge tenet of the San Antonio River Authority. We want to make sure that we have healthy creeks and waterways. We've made sure for this project that we've incorporated some low impact development, which basically just means that we're infiltrating water instead of it just rapidly running off. We're dealing with a very urban area, so all the water comes from streets, rooftops, that's taking all the flushing water from cars and from tourists. And
it's like just oils and things.
Absolutely, and so we want to make sure that doesn't go into our beautiful creek with the beautiful art, and so we've incorporated the low-impact development. We have features out there.
So when you say low-impact development, you mean like grass plains, that there's going to be a natural filter for this?
Absolutely. We have something called bioswales, so the water will filter in kind of to some rock media. There'll be plants in them as well, and it just slowly infiltrates the water so that all the debris is leached out and clean water goes into the creeks. We have some features that will trap runoff trash from the streets, and so that way it can be just vacuumed out with a vacuum truck and it doesn't go into our waterways. And aquatic plantings that will help kind of take off some of the nutrients that we don't want inside of our waterways.
And so people who bike and walk, is this another area that they can be looking forward to or run? Does this lend itself to that?
Absolutely.
How so?
It's going to be a beautiful space to do that, not only to ride your bike, but to run, to walk. The paseos are nice and wide and available for everyone to use. And once we get connected to the rest of our trail system, you'll be able to go many, many miles.
And so that's of interest. And what's the thing you're looking most forward to on Saturday?
Really sharing it with everybody. I mean, we've been working on this project for a very long time. We've been on the construction site many, many times, doing lots of inspections, overseeing installation of particular items. And so we've been seeing it, but we're really excited to share it with everybody else and bring everyone else there and see it populated.
So most people in San Antonio have been on the Museum Reach and the mm-hmm. Mission Reach, and we've been to other types of creek type redevelopments, and we've been impressed, and it's been great and good. But is this different? We're going to be surprised by what we see.
We hope you will be. I think the development of my position is a signal that it is different. My position is to not only oversee the permanent installations, as I mentioned, but also to build a program so that there are activities, events, art installations ongoing, and that's a place that you can come back to many, many times.
And the tile work just looks amazing. You know, it's just beautiful.
It really does. I'm really excited about how it turned out. It's amazing.
People need to see it for themselves,
yes,
really, to appreciate it. And Saturday is the day to do it. It's free, as it will be always,
yep,
free and open to the public to come see. I want to thank both of our guests, Abigail Bush, engineer for the San Antonio River Authority, utility coordinator for the San Pedro Creek Improvements Project, and Carrie Brown, public art curator for the San Pedro Creek Culture Park. And the Culture Park opens on Saturday, May the 5th. Have a great time. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning us in.